Statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, overlooking Diamond Head, good day to you. This is the Golf Club Radio Show, Saturday, November 19th, 2011, and in the clubhouse this morning, Nancy Cross, the tournament director for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Bethan Baldry, the senior writer for Golf Week. She's at Title Holders. Bob Bupka from the President's Cup in the middle of the night, well, 5 o'clock in the morning, his time, but he's been up all night. We'll tell you about that. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel correspondent extraordinaire, now in Texas. He checked in from California last week. And Vic Williams, publisher, Fairways and Greens, with a fabulous contest. If you're listening online and you're somewhere in the world and you want to come to Maui, yes, stay tuned. But first, the sponsors who make the Golf Club possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Oh, let's just check in. First of all, some of the headlines. Our guys, okay, on the NGA Carolina Winter Tour, Tad Fujikawa, he finished tied for third at the Aberdeen Country Club. Cameron Yancey and Sam Beach finished T1. Second stage Q School, Redstone Golf Club, Texas. Tony Finau and Jared Hamamoto, they finished T52. Parker McLaughlin finished T57. In Florida, Nick Mason, gosh, every year he comes so close. Nick, love you, man. You finished T23 and, of course, only the top 21 and ties advanced to the final stage. In California, one more day, Dean Wilson, T28. One more day to go for John Ellis as well, T43. Okay, we've got a fabulous, absolutely fabulous contest. All right, the Golf Club, every year we do our anniversary special, and that's a flyaway. You can fly away from wherever you are on the mainland because Hawaiian Airlines flies, okay? They fly to San Francisco just as well as they fly from Hawaii to San Francisco. If you win, you will fly to San Francisco. You will spend four nights in a suite at the Galleria Park Hotel. You will play a round of golf at Harding Park Golf Course. And all you have to do is be the person that's drawn out of the qualifiers. How do you qualify? All you have to do is call when you hear the sound of the Hawaiian Airlines jet taking off. Okay? If you're in the ninth caller, we do it twice. Write the number down. It's 808-296-5467. Okay, that's the trip to San Francisco. What about this trip to Maui I was talking about? All right. Vic Williams, publisher of Fairways and Greens, welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Fabulous. It's a little rainy, a little breezy. It seems to be in what's happening at the President's Cup. Have you been impressed with the President's Cup? Come on.
I've been most impressed with the golf course. I tweeted yesterday that I'd love to just hop a plane down there right now and take on Royal Melbourne, because those guys are having to play every type of shot they can think of. You're seeing low skitters into greens. You're seeing high, big, nasty bunker shots over shaved lips. You're seeing, you know, big drives that are trying to get to the green, short par fours. It's just been a really... it almost has a feel of a Ryder Cup because of the weather, because of the vagaries of the weather. But I've been impressed with the way the Americans have hung in there. You know, Tiger went 0-for-2 to start out, and I think he's 1-3 right now. Is he not, or is he?
Yes.
I didn't catch the very end of it last night.
It's okay.
You know,
that's it.
Yeah. So, you know, the Americans are 13-9 right now, and we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, and... Everyone is impressed with Royal Melbourne. If anybody has won, it's that golf course. Somebody described,
absolutely.
I think somebody described the greens as concrete with velvet on top. I don't know if I'd
want... About right, yeah.
I wouldn't want to play when it's running 14, you know, and it's so hard that you can't get it to stop. And then it rains, and it's down to 7, you know, and you can't get it to roll. Talk about difficult conditions. I mean, it's been exciting. I do have to say that if, you know, sitting in front of the television for 14 hours or however long it seems to be, it drives me crazy because the pace of play is just so, terminal, you know? I mean, let's line up the putt already, guys. If you look longer, you're going to drive me crazy. But it's
you think they'd want to get out of that weather a little more quickly and just, you know, just wrap it up there. And toward the end of the day yesterday, they were all leaving them short. And, you know, then they sweat over a 3.5-footer or 4-footer, and
it does
get a little old. It doesn't make for good TV.
No. But at the same time, I understand a lot of them are rookies. They're playing for pride for their team. Puts a whole different level of pressure on you, and it's really fabulous watching. So let's get to your fairways and greens. This magazine is Dream Getaways. Absolutely love it. On the Alabama Trail, best beach resorts in Southern California, the Dominican Republic. And I got to say, you folks really are great to Kauai. It seems like every issue there's something wonderful. And here we have the 9 reasons why we ought to love Kauai.
Yeah, we're big fans of Kauai. I've been there. I was there several years ago, and then the editor, Darren Bunch, was there earlier this year. And fell in love with it. And in fact, he's heading back there for a couple of days in January. You know, I heard you had one of your sponsors is Poipu.
Yes.
We love that place. We love the one time I was there. It was in January. No, it was in February. And I walked out to the point there, just between the resort and the golf course, and watched the whales breach off the coast. And you know, it doesn't get any better than that. And then you go to the golf course and get beat up by Robert Trent Jones a little bit. it's fantastic. Kauai is kind of has its own flavor. You know, I've been to the Big Island several times. I've been to Maui, love Maui. But Kauai seems to have a little bit of the old Hawaii type of flavor, and we just love it.
Yeah, it does. It does. So does the Big Island. It's just larger. It doesn't have quite the intimate feel that Kauai does. I remember, I never forget, when the monk seals never used to come up on beach before, 20, 25 years ago. Now they do, and usually they get cordoned off, you know. And this one, you just lay down and you kind of look over and you see this eye looking at you with these long lashes. They're just adorable. They're so sweet. They have pups. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling. Also, in the magazine, I found Annika tips for traveling, and I thought, boy, if anybody knows the difficulties of traveling, she says, I'm a planner, but I like to try different things. If I were to go to New York, and she liked going to New York for a couple of days because it's exciting, I'd plan the trip, but once we're there, there's only a few things scheduled. Then we'll see what mood we're in and what we run into. That's the way to travel. You know, gosh, don't make it so that you've got to be on a schedule. You're already on a schedule your entire life, right? The other tip for traveling that I liked was the part where she talked about you're so dependent on your suitcases. When you separate yourself from them, do have some clothes and some toiletries with you in case you become completely separated from your luggage. So key.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. I remember a trip through Atlanta, and there was a big thunderstorm. We got stuck in Atlanta overnight, and that was no fun. You know, we had the kids with us, just like she travels with her kids now, and you got to have a little bit of the day-to-day stuff in your travel bag. Yeah, you got to deal with putting them in a plastic bag if there's, you know, liquids and stuff like that. But it's definitely worth it once you're stuck in an overnight hotel room you didn't expect.
Totally. And she also says, with you, with the children, and now especially, go to the airport early. Don't stress yourself out and get on the plane sweaty. I thought that was such a good line. Why would you want to get on an airplane all sweaty because you've been running around trying to get to it? Yes, ma'am. Now, you have this...
That's right. That's right.
I went to your Facebook page, and I liked it. And now I know where to... How do I get to go to Maui? Tell us about the sweepstakes.
It's a getaway for two to Maui. It's running all the way. We're going to run it through all the way through June and give it away in July, and then you've got a year to use it from that point on. The great folks at Kaanapali Beach Resort Association have teamed up with us, and they've offered a four-day, four-night stay, a couple of rounds of golf, both at Royal Kaanapali and the Kai course, a luau at Royal Lahaina, dinner for two at Lalani's, and airfare is included. You're staying at Aston Maui Kaanapali Villas.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be great, you know.
Yes.
All you got to do is go to our website, fairwaysandgreens.com, and click on the link there for the sweepstakes and sign up for our email newsletter. That's basically all it takes to sign up. So
it's as simple as that. I did it. I don't know if
yep,
I can.
Simple as that.
You can. Okay. Good. I would be a real cheap fly, wouldn't I? From Oahu to Maui.
That's right. You
we're
take
gonna
a puddle jump and you're there.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a break, come back, talk some more. We're talking with Vic Williams, publisher of Fairways and Greens. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance. Tour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket as adults.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
There we go. Oh, yes, that's time. It's that time. Yes, do be the ninth caller. You will qualify to win our trip to San Francisco. 808-296-5467. That's a round trip to San Francisco, four nights at the Galleria Park, beautiful boutique hotel right off of Union Square, and two rounds at Harding Park Golf Course. All right, we're talking with Vic Williams, Fairways and Greens publisher. Lifestyles of the traveling golfer. You don't try to teach people how to play golf. You're trying to teach us how to travel and where to go, right?
Yeah, we don't really care what your handicap is.
I like that.
We care that you have a good time. Yeah.
Yes.
We care you have a good time once you get where you're going. That's and, you know, weather includes golf, great restaurants, spas. We've got another great feature in this issue that you've probably seen that's about getting guys to go to the spa, because I'll tell you what, if you happen to find yourself on Maui, for instance, if you don't get a spa treatment there while you're there, you're really missing out, because it's good stuff.
What is it about guys not wanting to, like, relax? Is it that? What is it? You're a guy. Tell me.
Well, maybe it's cutting into their, you know, beer drinking time in the 19th hole. Maybe they'd rather get another round of golf in. Maybe they'd rather be out, you know, maybe they'd rather be out snorkeling or doing a bike ride. But, and that's all fine. But I feel that if you want to really enjoy the entire experience, why not get the laying on of hands? Why not work out some kinks? Why not kick back with a nice, you know, cool drink with a view of the Pacific or whatever, wherever you are? I remember going to the spa at the Westin Kanapali, and it looks right out over the Pacific. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
It's pretty, isn't it? But you can do it at the end of the day. It's not like they're going to close up shop. You know, you can get a massage in your room. Why not? You know, it's perfect.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then you don't feel like,
yes,
oh,
it's perfect, and they've got treatments made for specifically for guys. They've got sports massages. They have golf-specific massages. I've had a lot of them. I've had a lot of different kinds of massages. The warm, hot stones, Lomi Lomi, you know, I've had them all, and I can't pick a favorite because, heck, it's a massage. How can you pick a favorite of, you know, getting pampered like that?
I know, it's great. Okay, this is the title, Spa Virgin, Manly Tips for Newbies. that sums it up right there. Okay, and guys, you will really like it. Having a pedicure, I mean, it sounds weird, but I even heard Gary Williams on Golf Channel's Morning Drive say that he enjoys a pedicure. What's not to like about having your feet taken care of? You know what I'm saying? And we've got Bobby McKeg of Kailua. You are our qualifier, our first qualifier this morning. We will draw the winner in December, okay? I'm just so excited. It's so much fun giving away stuff, isn't it? Like your Maui trip that you're giving away. Tell us again how to get that.
Just go to our website, which is fairwaysandgreens.com, all spelled out, Fairways and Greens. You'll see a link on the front page to our sweepstakes, and just click on that. You click on the little join button, and all you do is give us your email address, a little bit of more information, and you'll get our email newsletter, which comes out every other week, and you're automatically entered in the contest. So
great,
we'll do a drawing in July. Yeah,
I was reading. I got one of your newsletters the other day, and I was reading that I get to read Fairways and Greens digital edition soon for free. When is that coming?
It's up there now. Yep. Same thing. Go to the website, click on the digital edition, and it'll take you straight through. You can read the last several issues up there. We'll be putting up more, but it's the page-turning version of our print magazine. You can see what we're all about, how we're set up, what we cover, where we cover, which is just about anywhere golf is played. If you like it enough, you might want to get it delivered to your mailbox. So.
It's a great
deal. We used to charge for it, but now it's free to everybody.
Oh, good. And how can I get the magazine if I want to subscribe to the magazine and have it sent to me? Because the magazine is wonderful.
You can subscribe online, it comes out 6 times a year. So you can just go to the subscribe button, fill out the form. We can bill you later. You can pay by credit card, and it'll start coming to you probably within the next 4 to 6 weeks. So that's the easiest way, just
great.
To sign up online.
It's great. Spend
yep.
A full round of golf gifting. You come up with really good. I like the way you write the headlines. They're quite catchy. You know, there's a whole gift guide in this particular issue and some really great gifts. I just wanted to update. I know they changed the opening of the Prince course. The Prince course was going to open up in December, and they've now changed it to March 1st, 2012, an adjustment from that December date because they're doing some additional refurbishments to the course and the clubhouse. Really excited. Did you check out the Prince course when you were there last?
I did. I checked it out. This was 2007, I believe, and that may be the most intimidating first tee shot in the world.
It's beautiful, though, isn't
it's
it?
It's tight, you know. It's absolutely gorgeous, but you gotta hit a fairway metal or a long iron or something to a little narrow spot in a plateau, and if you hit it too far to the right, it goes into the jungle. If you hit it too far left, you're it's just as bad. And then it's the green sits on a little volcano of its own. So I mean, it's a fabulous golf course. That there's so many holes on there that you're up above the ocean, you're hitting over a ravine. It's just fantastic. It's to me, it's what Hawaii golf is all about is those broad vistas and the white caps out in the ocean and trees and the mist and the fantastic.
Yep, and I like what he says in your magazine. The Royalty Reimagined, the Prince Course. Robert Trent Jones too says we have gently reconfigured the contours and the green surfaces to accommodate the green speeds that will be achieved by the newly planted paspalum. In addition, fairway patterns have been widened dramatically. That's good news, isn't it? To promote a more enjoyable experience for the players of all skill levels. Okay, that's the end quote from Robert Trent Jones, too. And then you go, all skill levels? Oh, that means us. And we can't wait to take our shot. Really enjoy your magazine. Thanks so much for being on the show. Is there anything I didn't give you a chance to say?
No, we covered a lot of ground. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show, and we can do it again.
Good.
Again, everybody, to sign up for a Maui trip, just go to fairwaysandgreens.com, and you're in.
Absolutely fabulous. We're going to Maui next with Nancy Cross. We need to take this break. My name is Danielle Tucker. Aloha to Vic Williams. We'll be back after this. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Waipu Bay and Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I love that advice. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up. Like, if we could, we would, okay? I don't... Okay, let's bring in Nancy Cross. Nancy Cross, the tournament director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's just... Oh, my goodness. It's not even, well, it's like 6 weeks away. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. I was just thinking, it's, wow, we've got Thanksgiving next week, and then a month is Christmas, and how long? What, are you counting down the weeks?
I was up at 4 o'clock going, oh, my goodness gracious, we've got so much still to do, but we're really excited.
Yes.
And January 5th through 9th, coming up real quick.
Real quick. You've got to make your reservations. You've got to go to Maui. You've got to, I've got my hotel set, got my airfare set. My trip.
And well, Danielle, you've been over many, many years, and you know that this tournament is the best place to get up close and personal, to some of the greatest golfers in the world, because, just a great, not huge crowds, and so you really get to see them It's a great opportunity.
It really is. You know, we were looking at local rules just as we came out of the break there. It was kind of in jest, but this is serious and it's fun. You're allowing mobile phones?
Well, the tour has implemented a new mobile device policy. So cell phones are allowed. You have to keep them on silence at all times, and we'll have a designated cell phone areas. So, yes, it also allows, you know, the attendees to follow, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all the new social media ways and online, you know, PGAtour.com. So, yes, this will be our first year, and so, you know, you're not allowed to take videos, you know, with the camera, but just to let the public know that they can bring out their cell phones. And another new thing is children 18 and under are allowed in free with a adult. It used to be 12 and under. And, of course, all military is invited. And we've got a new public parking area, which is going to be at Hanua Kai. So lots of parking there, and hop on the shuttles and come on up to the tournament free parking.
Excellent, and it's so much fun. And the merchandise village, there's great food. There's so much to do, and watch them tee off and then follow them along the plantation course at Kapalua,
right,
which is absolutely beautiful.
There, yes, our fans. I'm sorry, go ahead, Danielle.
No, you go for it.
Okay, I was just going to say our fan zone, you know, we have a exhibition by Hyundai called the Hyundai Experience Tent. And they'll be showcasing their fantastic vehicles. And then, of course, our merchandise tent. We'll have swing cages. This year we've got Maui Humane Society will be out and have some of their, you know, great pets to adopt.
Uh-huh.
We've got Maui County Farm Bureau. Our charities will have booths, Maui Gym, you know, so a lot of things to do there. And Thursday is free. That's the Pro-Am day. And then tickets Friday through Monday are only starting at $15. And if people are saying, Monday, what's she talking about? Yes, we are having a Monday finish for the first time ever. We call it Championship Monday. So we hope everybody will come out. First tee time on Monday will be about 8 o'clock, finishing at about 3 o'clock. So everybody can then watch golf all morning, and then go home and watch the BCS Championship Bowl game on TV. So no excuse not to come out.
That's right. That's right. And from what I think, the tournament will end on television on the East Coast about 30 minutes before the bowl game.
Right. So that, yeah. We hope that really helps our TV ratings on Monday. You know, so it's going to be a great sports day.
Yeah, it certainly will be. Now, when the guys come over to Kapalua and they bring their family, it's for them, it's really not just the tournament, it's a vacation.
Well, it sure is. I think Mark Wilson's got, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters coming, and they do bring out, you know, a lot of family members, and we look forward to having them. Scott Piercy, his first time out, he's got a couple friends playing in the Pro-Am. And by the way, we do have some Pro-Am spots available, so give us a call at 808-665-9160. But I've got a really interesting field. A lot of the new up-and-coming guys, you know, Webb Simpson won twice, Keegan Bradley. So we've got a lot of these new guys that are really going to be the ones to watch in the future. And then we've got you know, some guys that have played well for many, many years, Steve Stricker, K.J. Choi, David Toms. So it's, you know, going to be a lot of fun.
Martin Keimer was the final player to qualify when he won at the World Golf Championships, HSBC. Would you think sometimes the international players, because they're scheduled with the race to Dubai, do you think he'll manage to get over to Kapalua? It would be nice to see him.
I'm not really sure. We haven't heard from him yet. So it is kind of a challenge for those guys, the Europeans, you know, with their scheduling. And it's quite a long trip. So we'll see here. They don't have to commit till, you know, the end of December. But we do know, you know, Adam Scott is coming. Kevin Na is coming. You know, so we've got a lot of, you know, other great players, but we'll have to wait and see about, you know, Martin Keimer and some of those folks.
Right, right. So that means his caddy's coming, too, Adam Scott.
Yes, very nice guy.
I just had to throw that in because he's...
Sure. Well, he's come before.
He's been here before. Yeah,
right.
He's close to Hawaii. He's New Zealand, you know. New Zealand.
That's right. Hey, right. You gotta love those New Zealanders.
That's right. That's right. So, with the cell phone use, I wanted to ask you: with tweeting, is that permissible on course?
In the fans in the cell phone areas. Yeah, they really don't. You know, you can text, but there's certain areas that'll be like the clubhouse, the fan zone, kind of another concession area behind 18. So if you have to make a call, you know, that's where you do it. And, of course, just be sure to keep your phones on silence because that would be quite embarrassing if it went off and right in a player's swing. So I'm sure all eyes would be upon you. But it's going to be a great week. You know, we start off the PGA Tour season here, you know, and we'll see who gets the first title of the year.
Yeah, that's always fun. I have to ask about the charities because
yes.
This is a whole new way of selling tickets.
Yes, well, you know, we have our group of, we call them our designated charities, and they've been partners with us for many years. It includes Boy Scouts, Maui County Council, Friends of the Children's Justice Center, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation, Kalima O Maui, J. Walter Cameron Center, who'd I forget? Hale Makua. And so those are our designated beneficiaries, and those guys, you know, do so much for us. They provide us with a lot of volunteers, and just anything we need help with, they're there for us. But we wanted to kind of get other nonprofits involved, so we launched a new initiative called Golf for Maui Charities. Any 501c3 can apply, and we just need the IRS determination letter. And we've had 22, I think, charities, nonprofits sign up to do this, and they sell a weekly ticket for $40. That's the advance sale price, and they get to keep 100% of the net proceeds. So all we keep is the tax, and they get to keep all the rest of the revenue. So we've had a really unbelievable response. Lots of the schools are participating. Maui Prep, Seabury, St. Anthony, Sacred Hearts, Kula Elementary. So they will, you know, if you want to buy a ticket and help out, you know, your charity, do so. And we, I don't know, remember all the names of them, but we're really excited to have them participating.
I'm so glad that many people and that many charities stepped up because this
yes.
is a terrific opportunity.
Well, it is because there's no risk to them. If they don't sell the tickets, they can return them to us. And, you know, a lot of charities are facing cuts and challenging times, and we're excited to be able to offer this to them. So,
yeah, this is great. This is great. If you want to be in the Pro-Am, there are some limited spots open. The number again, 808-665-9160.
Right, and tickets can be purchased, Danielle, at pgatour.com/Hyundai. And we say Hyundai as in Sunday. Fantastic vehicles, a great title sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Buy tickets either online or, check out our charities and buy it through them.
You know, the only thing you can't do from the back seat of the Equus is...
Well, that's a good... That's what is that, Danielle? That's a good one.
I like that car. That car is nice.
Yes, all our professionals will be driving an Equus as their courtesy vehicle, and then Hyundai will have two vehicles as hole-in-one cars. So on number 8... they're going to be whoever the first player to make a hole-in-one is going to get the Hyundai Genesis.
Okay.
And then whoever makes a hole-in-one on number 11 will get the Equus signature. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for him.
I want it.
Me too. Well, you can come down to the Hyundai Experience and Fan Zone and sit in it. And
I can sit in it. Okay, I can come in the back seat. I won't be able to drive, but I can do everything else.
Well, it's a great value for the vehicle. So.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. All right, so I think we've covered everything. You've got such history. How long have you been the tournament director for the champion? The tournament.
Well, I think it was 2000. So, but I worked on the events, the tournament since 1982 when David Ishii won $15,000 at the Bay Course, and now the winner gets $1.12 million.
Oh my God!
Unfortunately, my salary hasn't escalated at that same rate, but no.
It's rats. That seems to be the problem in general. So is the purse size the biggest change for you that you, I mean, or what, as it evolved?
Well, the biggest change, when it first started, we were what was called a postseason event. And so it wasn't quite as serious. It wasn't official money. We weren't on the regular PGA Tour schedule. So the players would come over and they really were, wanted to have fun.
Yes.
Wanted to play good golf, but they definitely, it was a little more kickback.
It was a Pro Bowl.
Right. And so we had some really good times with those guys at our legendary parties in those days. And I remember Payne Stewart and Peter Jacobson jumping up on the stage with Huey Lewis and we had some John Daly got on stage with some of the entertainment. So we definitely so that's changed a little bit. It's a little more serious, obviously, when you're playing for, official money and everything else. But the guys are still great. I mean, we're it's a pleasure to have them. They're really gentlemen and great athletes, and we're looking forward to having them start the year off with us.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the things that the Wives Association insists on, that every husband wins.
We hear that from the wives quite a bit. Yeah, we get to go to Papalua.
That's right. Nancy Cross, we'll talk again before the tournament. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Danielle, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you over here real quick, too.
Yes, okay.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha, and we'll be back with Beth Ann Baldry, senior writer from Golf Week. That was Nancy Cross, Hyundai, Tournament of Champions. Get your tickets and get your reservations. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Join me, Steve Stricker, when the PGA Tour starts the new season at the Winners Only Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yeah. And welcome back to the clubhouse. Oh, is it that time again? Did you hear that jet take off? Beth Ann Baldry's with us, and the jet just took off. That means it's time for someone to qualify for a chance to win a trip to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines, stay for 4 nights in a suite at the Galleria Park Hotel, and play a round of golf at Harding Park Golf Course. That's an awesome trip, and you could win. But first, you have to qualify. All you have to do is call, be the ninth caller, 808-296-5467. Be the ninth caller, and you'll be our second qualifier. We'll pull the winner out in December. Beth Ann Baldry in Orlando, welcome to the show.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. At the CME Group title holders, you know, we were just talking about a party that Nancy Cross, where John Daly and Payne Stewart jumped up on the stage and with Huey Lewis in the news and had a blast. All right, so I understand that you went to a party just recently, only it was a really special party, a party that completely took you, I mean, by surprise. Yanni Sen had a Thanksgiving party for the media?
She did. I received an invitation sometime last week, and I thought for sure this was going to be a big player party and you know, whatever media was invited, that we would just stand along the wall and try not to cause a scene and, you know, be wallflowers. But I was absolutely stunned when I walked in and realized that it was only media, both broadcast and print, and it was held at her home.
Wow.
Her caddy and his fiance did all the cooking, which was phenomenal food. And yeah, Yanni had the billiards table hot and the ping pong going, and it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. Was she dressed in a Harry Potter getup?
She was. There was a conversation going on about theme parks. You know, she lives here in Orlando, and she said, she happened to say that she had the Harry Potter costume, and before you know it, she went back into her room, put it on, and came back, and she had the black rimmed glasses on and everything. It was hysterical.
Oh, goodness. Now, you also mentioned, this is a great article you wrote about it. You mentioned in your article, Golf Week Magazine, you can find it online too at golfweek.com. You talk about her trophy case looking completely different than when you first saw it.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, she had just moved in. It was a few months after she bought the home for Monica, who built a custom trophy case in her office. And obviously, she needed a lot of space, and she crammed a ton of trophies into each nook and cranny because, you know, Annika won everything under the sun. And so when Yanni, you know, moved in, it was, you know, the start of her career. She only, at that point, I think, only had two trophies. And so I said, hey, can I look at your office again to see, you know, the kind of progress you've made? And
yeah.
We walked in, and there sat the Kraft Trophy from last year with an angry bird sitting inside it. It was so funny, just like the Angry Birds, the game you play on your cell phone. Someone had given her a stuffed angry bird, and she was trying to figure out where to put it, and she thought, well, since I didn't win the craft this year, I'm going to stick it in the trophy. So it was so funny. And then she turned around and she said, and you'll notice that the big spot where the women's U.S. Women's Open trophy is supposed to go, as designed by Annika, it remains empty. So she made sure to point that out as, you know, a top goal of hers.
Wow. Well, yeah, I think, you know, I think the message to all people who are, you know, pursuing their dream is make a trophy case. Have it empty.
They will come, right?
Yes.
I might use that line.
now this is great. Okay, now she's also talking about how much better she is at English, and what she gets to argue with people now.
Well, yeah, she was laughing in the media room earlier this week that she can make her case now with her caddy and her coach and explain what she's thinking a lot better than she used to be able to, which, you know, on occasion Yanni gets into trouble off the tee or something like that, and I could see her having a nice discussion with her caddy, Jason Hamilton, about taking the more aggressive line, and her him trying to talk her out of it. So, you know, it's funny. She's extremely funny. And it's, you know, that was in fine form at her party the other night. And, you know, she had the whole room laughing. And now that she can communicate a lot better, we can appreciate her sense of humor and just, you know, the fullness of her personality a lot more.
That's wonderful. Absolutely fabulous. And, of course, she's got more trophies to put in that case after the gala celebration. What was the name of the party? The
Rolex Banquet. Yeah,
yes.
She picked up a couple more. And the Player of the Year trophy is really nice. It's pretty large, actually. And then the Vare trophy for low scoring average. And Yanni looked good in her little jumper pantsuit,
yes,
thing with some spiky heels on that I couldn't even begin to walk across the stage in. So it was impressive.
Well, she looks great. She does. She really looks great. But so does, look at Hee Kyung So. She is absolutely gorgeous. Rookie of the Year?
The supermodel of the fairways, they call her in Korea, and she did not disappoint. She showed up in this sequin number, this sparkling dark green dress that was absolutely gorgeous, and delivered a speech that blew my socks off and everyone else at the table. We were just so amazed by the speech. She did everything from, you know, poke fun of Yanni. You know, she said that she was driving in her car and she saw this sticker, which I think this kind of got a little lost in translation, but you know, on your side view mirror where it says, she said, "I saw this sticker and I thought of you, Yanni. It said, objects in the mirror might be closer than they appear." So, and that was after she had issued a warning to all the players that she was ready to compete at the highest level and be the best player. And then, actually, it took an even more interesting twist. She said that she felt it grossly unfair that the 30th player on the LPGA money list earns the equivalent of number 160 on the PGA Tour.
Oh.
And then she turned to Louise Suggs and said something along the lines of, "I will, in your name, I will continue to push for equality."
Oh, my God.
Which was very cool.
Yes. Oh, that just hit me. Yes.
Yeah, so that kind of came out of nowhere. And I'm sure Louise was as shocked as we all were.
Oh, touched. That's great. That is absolutely great. So there were also Rolex first-time winners, and I'm not sure, this is when you get your first win on the LPGA Tour, you're feted for that?
Yeah, you get a nice watch from Rolex when you win for the first time on the LPGA, and so you had Sandra Gall, and Momoko Ueda wasn't here, but Stacey Lewis got up and said a few words, and Sandra said she didn't want to take her watch to Mexico for obvious reasons. She left it in the safe, and so she didn't have it with her at this event. But so she wanted to wear a Rolex, so she stole her dad's watch to get a man's watch on. Which was the biggest thing she had on that night, because she had this really short little black dress that there wasn't a whole lot of room left in that dress.
it's a halter top dress. And it's quite low cut in the halter part. Yes.
In the and it was quite above the knee, and she looked beautiful. I mean, heck, if I had her physique, I might consider something like that.
Right. And so that dress on a man's watch. That's
it was classic.
Yes, absolutely. So masculine, feminine, awesome, excellent. So now we're in the midst of, this is the final event, the CME group title holders event, and it's kind of a controversy. Some people say it's strange because you get in by winning a tournament, but and the top three get in, right, first, second, third. But if somebody's already won, then other people get. But I guess the LPGA, the tournament officials, they wanted to make sure that everybody, that it was a good field with the size of the schedule being what it is. Was that the idea?
Well, you know, last year this event had over 100 people in it, which it did not have any kind of tour championship feel to it at all. So you know, they have cut the field essentially in half, and so it's a lot better than it used to be. You know, there still might need to be a little bit of tweaking. I mean, in Mexico, Julie Inkster Beatrice Riccari and Natalie Gulbis, all they had to do was tee it up and finish 72 holes, and they automatically qualified because everyone else in the field was already in the field. And Riccari and Gulbis were there on sponsor exemption, so they didn't even earn their way into Lorena's event, and then they got into this field. So, you know, there might need to be a little bit of tweaking there. And perhaps, you know, a true title holders event, you know, would have, you know, more like 25 people. But the LBJ schedule is so small, you know.
Right, exactly.
And Yanni wins half the tournament, that unless you're going to have, you know, an intimate gathering of a dozen, you know, you might want to do the 1-2-3 thing. So, I think Juan's taking a step in the right direction with this one, I think.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I do. And can we come back and talk a bit about the play and the conditions of the course after we take a short break?
Sure thing.
Absolutely great. We'll be back. We're talking with Beth Ann Baldry, senior writer, Golf Week magazine. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, we had a big day yesterday, big day. 5 Hawaii State Junior Golf Association seniors signed their national letters of intent. It was right during the 2011 Asia-Pacific Junior Cup opening ceremony at Waikoloa Kings. Players who signed: Alex Chiarella from Makawao, going to the University of San Diego. Marissa Chow of Honolulu, she goes to Pepperdine. Jonah Fonsier from Milarani is going to Concordia University. Seong J. Meng of Honolulu is going to the University of Pacific. And Nani Yanagi of Hilo is going to Washington State University. Those were signed. And by the way, we did not expect to be doing outstanding, because it's not easy, a little state of Hawaii going up against the entire country of Japan. But in our 2011 Asia-Pacific Junior Cup, Team Japan takes a 12-4 lead against Team Hawaii after the second round of the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup at Waikoloa. And today they're going into singles matches, just like at the President's Cup. And it looks like it's kind of the same with the internationals, not having much of a chance. But we are at CME title holders. And right now, Choi Na Hwan, Paula Creamer, Sandra Gall, excuse me, that's not Hwan, Choi, are in the lead. And it's a great, I'm looking at Yanni Sen. She had a 70 after the party. Was that after the party you guys went to?
despite hosting, and it was funny, one of the LPGA staff members was like, Yanni, what time is your tea time, you know? Because we were all kind of thinking we should probably leave. And she was like, don't worry about it, you know? She was in the middle of a nice $50 bet, I think, at the minute on a pool table. Nobody was going anywhere.
I like this woman.
Yeah, she's amusing.
Yes, she is. Okay, so then she came with a 76. Well, what happened? Were the conditions difficult?
Yeah, I think we kind of felt like Hawaii a little bit yesterday. We had a ton of wind, and players were having a hard time figuring that wind out with some of the pin placements, and you know, a lot of high scores yesterday. So, but Yanni, you know, she's the last time I looked, she was 5 under on the day. So,
oh dear,
she's got it back. I wouldn't worry too much about her.
Boy, she's strong. My goodness, yeah, I don't have the real time scores up here. Not one. Choi, she is. She had a 66, really great. And so I see that Song Hee Kim just finished with a 66. So the conditions must have changed on you.
Yeah, see, you know, there's still a little bit of wind, but nothing like yesterday. And it's gorgeous. It's sunny, blue skies. It's the perfect, slightly warm November day here in Florida.
Okay, Paula Creamer, Morgan Pressel, tell us how they're doing.
Well, Paula Creamer, last time I looked, again, I haven't seen the leaderboard in a few minutes, but she was 2 back of Nayeon Choi. She was a couple under par. And, you know, Morgan had a tough day yesterday, but Paula, neither of them have won, by the way, this year.
Exactly.
And neither is Christy Kerr, and neither is Michelle Wee. So a lot of the top Americans would like to help maybe Brittany Lincecum and Stacey Lewis out a little bit this year. But yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty surprising that Paula hasn't won this year, hasn't followed up since her breakthrough at Oakmont last year. But maybe she can end it on a good note this year. You know, she just lives down the street here at ours.
Yeah, the course. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the greens here are really tough. I played in the media day outing a few months ago, and kind of one of those things where, you know, they look kind of hard when you're walking around, but until you're actually putting on them yourself, hitting the approach shots in, you're like, wow, this takes a little bit of local knowledge here. So I think a little bit of an advantage one would think would go out to some people who live around here and maybe came out in advance. I know Paula said last year she was kicking herself that she didn't come out and study this course a little bit more before the tournament. So, you know, now she's got another go at it and has a little better idea of where to miss.
Yeah. I got to ask you, you know, we make excuses for Michelle Wee all the time because we do, and that's just our nature. She's a hometown gal, you know. We want her to do. We all say, oh, she's going to get into it after college. She's, you know, whatever. Do you think she cares enough about golf to make it a passion?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, actually, I was talking to Ledbetter about this yesterday. You know, I don't think it's her be-all, end-all. She, you know, Ledbetter even said, you know, she's not your average phenom, if there is such a thing. And that, you know, at least when you look at Lesley Thompson, you know, eats, sleeps, and breathes golf. Can't wait to get up in the morning and hit the range. Won't go to sleep until her swing is exactly the way she wants it. And Michelle Wee's not that way. You know, I mean, yeah, she spends a lot of time trying to work out her putting stroke nowadays on the putting green.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of a mystery, but she has so many other interests and so many other things that she enjoys doing, you know, particularly her art. She's really loved being a student at Stanford. And I think she definitely does love golf, and she does have a passion for it. But it's not, you know, it's not the center of her universe, the only thing that she lives to do, you know,
which
may help her in the long run. She might be out, you know, I don't know how long she's going to play, but, you know, Ledbetter said yesterday, and I think he's right, if she didn't go to Stanford, if she just did this 110%, she probably would be burnt out by now because she didn't love it as much as, you know, someone like Lexi Thompson or even Paula Creamer.
Yeah, I got the sense as a child, it's easy to love something as intensely as she did. She put 7 hours in every day on the weekend and 5 hours every day during school days to practice. When your parents are around you and you adore your parents and you want that adoration back, that is easy. But when you become your own person and start experiencing, that's a whole different ballgame. And I see her having a whole many facets to her personality, and that golf isn't her motivating force. Maybe when she gets older, maybe when she's tinkered around, maybe when she's 35, all of a sudden she'll go, I really do love golf. I think I'll go do this. Who knows?
Right. Or maybe, you know, if she had a season or she won 4 or 5 events, you know, she would start to love it, you know, even more, you know, herself and, you know, irregardless of what other people want her to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has been a struggle for her to not meet everyone's expectations for a very long time now. She, you know, she must feel as though she's disappointed people.
I would just want to be so far away from that environment. You know, you just flee from it. Fortunately, she has friends on the LPGA. Now, what about the newest person who's, you know, we had Amanda Blumenhurst for a while. You know, everybody was talking about how Amanda Blumenhurst was going to come in and save the LPGA. And now we have a youngster who's, I'm not sure. I just don't feel it's fair to say to put anyone in that position of, well, they're going to save the LPGA.
Well, I think right now, when Michelle Wee was younger and she had, you know, she still has some of it. I mean, I can't name another LPGA player who has 3 national ad campaigns on television right now that have nothing to do with golf. So she still definitely gets, you know, a lot of attention. However, she can't move the needle now, you know, as a young 20-something the way she could have if she had, you know, cashed in on everything and on her potential at 16, right?
And can Lexi Thompson do that?
No, because she is not on the global scale of Michelle Wee. I don't think we're going to see anybody else. I mean, because Michelle Wee was a household name at 16 around the globe. Lexi Thompson is not. So I think that, you know, I think that as time goes forward, you know, Lexi definitely is a huge advantage for the LPGA. Mike Wan can take her into the boardroom when he meets with potential sponsors and say, look at the potential of this 16-year-old girl and the excitement she brings to the tour. Will he help, you know, him? Will she help him close some deals? Quite possibly. Will she be the lone savior of the tour? No. Neither will Michelle Wee, neither will Paula Creamer, neither will Morgan Pressel. I don't think that one player at this point can do it. Could Michelle Wee, you know, years ago, when everything was going right and the economy was great, you know, pre-Carolyn Bivens?
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You are so wonderful to talk to. We don't do it enough. Beth Ann Baldry, Senior Writer, Golf Week at the Title Holders in Florida. Thanks so much for checking in with us. We're going to...
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I love talking with you. Bob Bupka, are you there? Not yet? Okay, Bob's not there, so we're going to take a break. But first, before we say goodbye, let's celebrate the fact that we have our qualifier, and people have probably been bugging Rafael, calling in and saying, do you have your qualifier yet? Bruce Yoakam of Maui. You know, if Bruce of Maui can call into Oahu, you can too, in wherever you happen to be, and you could qualify to win this trip to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines. If Hawaiian flies out of where you are and goes to San Francisco, there's no reason why you can't fly on Hawaiian Airlines, stay in the Galleria Park Hotel, and play around at the Harding Park Golf Course and just qualify to win. Thanks so much. Beth Ann Baldry, you're a pleasure to talk to, and we'll talk again. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket as adults.
Hoipu Bay, unto Hawaii's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the show. We are KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. You're looking for a place to play a round of golf? Ah, Volcano, lovely. It's 50 degrees. Well, maybe it's a little bit more than that. It's 8 o'clock already. This is at 7. So it's 55 degrees, and there's a 10:40 and an 11:28. Imagine playing when it's windy. It's, you know, about 70-something degrees in Hawaii. Take 20 degrees off that, make it really windy, and put some rain in the mix, and then play on surfaces that are like concrete with velvet on top. That's what Faraday called it. Yes, was it yesterday or the day before? I don't know. All the President's Cup days are like running together. You could also play Makalei. That's where Kalapahui is going out, and Club 71, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 948, a 1044, 1148. Ko'olina has a 1016 and a 1040, and so does, let's see, Royal Hawaiian Country Club, formerly Luana Hills. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 1020, 1108. McKenna, 928, 1040, 1128. And Poipu, where the Kauai veterans, is that Bob Bubka? No, there's somebody there, though. I can hear them.
Danielle, it's Michael Patrick Shields. How are you?
Michael, I'm good. Let me tell them what time they've got to go play. There's a Kauai Veterans Hospital shotgun tournament right now at Poipu Bay, and there's a 12:40 tee time and a 1:20 if you have a hankering to go play Poipu Bay, and you ought to. You ought to have a hankering to go play. Michael Patrick Shields, you are just the most, you know, lucky guy in the world. My, I could love calling you my, I mean, this is a morning man on 10 radio stations in Michigan. You know, he's author, and I get to call him my golf travel correspondent extraordinaire.
Well, Danielle, how are things in Asia?
In Asia?
Yeah. Well, because you're in Asia, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, I heard President Obama giving a press conference on Sunday in Honolulu, yeah. And in the middle of the press conference, he had the ocean in the background. It was really nice, and he said, here in Asia, blah, blah, blah.
Are you sure he wasn't in Indonesia already?
No, he was right there in Honolulu. I saw the yeah? press conference.
Really? Okay. Because he's been going around so much, he's getting confused.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. But he grew up in Hawaii. You think he would know that's not Asia?
He'd know this isn't Asia. No, we're not in Asia. Hey, this is Polynesia. It's subtropics or something. I don't know where we are. I'm wherever we want to be. And right now I want to be in Austin, Texas.
You sure do. This place is, well, for one thing, it's got the coolest name in all of golf. It's the Wolf Dancer Golf Club at the Hyatt Lost Pines. Now, what? You can't do much better than that, can you?
No.
It's really good.
No, yes, it is really good. Really good. I was looking at a picture. It's absolutely gorgeous.
You know what just happened to me? Seconds before we came on the air, I was sitting in the clubhouse bar. And, you know, people have been telling me about Austin for years about the...
Wait, hold it. Hold the phone. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here, okay?
Yeah.
It must be 5, 4 hours, 3 hours, 2, no, 5.
Yeah, well, it's just before noon. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You were sitting in the bar.
and I was writing some notes for our interview. And, you know, people have been telling me about Austin forever, how terrific it is, and the music scene here is unbelievable, and Willie Nelson lives here and all the rest. And so I'm writing down some notes on a piece of paper, and the man down the bar says to me, did you finish that song? And I said, song? What do you mean? He says, I figured you were sitting there writing a song.
Oh,
wow, they really do love their music here. If they think, you know, someone grabs a pen, they're automatically writing a song. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. That's inspirational. I mean, that that makes you feel like there's some magic in the ground.
Yeah.
Or in whatever he was drinking.
It was great.
No, that's funny. So tell me about your notes.
Well, you know, the one thing is that there are as many places as we've talked over 10 years probably or more together.
Uh-huh. Yes.
There are hotels that are in places, and there are hotels that are places. And this this golf club here at Wolf Dancer at Lost Pines is a place into itself. And one of the things, that another amazing thing this morning, is I heard out my room, my guest room on the second floor, I hear the clip-clop of horses, and I look out, and there is a covered wagon ride being given next to this wonderful swimming pool area and the golf course right next to that. And they really have done an amazing job of giving you a sense of place. You feel like you're in Texas. You feel like you're in the Wild West, and you can play golf, ride horses, have a stagecoach ride. You can, in the spa is unbelievable, and it's all right here just about, 15 miles outside downtown Austin.
You know, I'm thinking something really, really, really nasty here. I'm looking at these fabulous shots of the Wolf Dancer Golf Course, and if you can go online to wolfdancergolfclub.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. And my naughty thought is, if I only had a horse that I could ride across these fairways.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful. It would be the perfect riding ground. Of course,
yeah.
It would tear up the fairway, and the golfers would, the poor superintendent would be having a cow over what I'd just done. But
boy, that superintendent here is a heck of a guy. We were downtown last night in Austin, and he was wearing the cowboy hat and the whole nine yards and,
wow.
And giving us the real tour. In fact, on the line with us is Eric Claxton, the director of golf here. He's from Ferris State. It's where he went to school there in Michigan.
In Michigan.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much. You have a gorgeous golf course, and the bunkers are almost as pretty. Now, Melbourne, it's really, 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 really pretty on television. Your pictures make it look just as nice.
Well, thank you. And as far as you riding horses on the fairways,
I would
love it, and that'd be a great photo op. But Michael's right. We may have some issues with John, our golf course superintendent, on that one. And I don't know if we could get that done or not. But we'll work on that.
I don't think so. Okay. Michael, let me just ask Michael, you know, what style of building? It's almost colonial, but it's not. It's ranch style, but there's several stories to this hotel.
Just a couple. It's Eric, very low rise, so it doesn't disturb the, you know, it's not higher than the trees, let's put it that way. So
no,
it blends in.
No, it's not, but I can't figure the style. It looks like it has pillars, but they're not pillars. Looks like it's a little bit more than a ranch house.
Eric, what would you say? I mean, it's only been open how many years now?
Well, you know, we've been open this next June, it'll be 6 years. And really, Danielle, it is a ranch style, and
it's like a
dude ranch.
Yeah.
You know, it's very spread out. We have 650 acres here where the resort sits, and very spread out. You know, the hotel goes up to four floors, so everything is below the tree level, and just really gives you a good country feeling. And really the tagline of our resort, which I think hits it right on the head, is your Texas wilderness, luxurious wilderness escape, and that's exactly what it is. You don't get the honky-tonk, you know, kind of Texas flavor here. You get the definite feel that you're in Texas, but it's done very well.
It makes me feel comfortable. It's like exhaling, you know, and breathing.
You know, it does.
The pictures.
We have a very family destination, you know, and we have our lobby has these large fireplaces with couches, and every night, you know, especially this time when the weather starts getting cooler, you know, mom, dad, and the kids are all cuddled around by the fireplaces, and it's really a place where you can relax, be comfortable, have fun, and spend some quality family time.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I'm coming with my family, is there a place to take the children for the day while I go play golf?
Absolutely. We have Camp Hyatt here, and they have morning sessions and afternoon sessions. So if mom and dad want to get away and go to the spa or go horseback riding or play Wolf Dancer, we have Camp Hyatt, which is very activity-based. The kids are doing, you know, Texas-based and learning about the resort and the history, and it's a great program.
Okay, now let me play the devil's advocate. What if I don't like going to places with kids? When's a good time of year to come?
Anytime other than the summertime. Summertime is kids haven. So if you're looking for a romantic getaway with your husband, you know, or wife, the springtime and fall time and winter time is just fantastic.
I bet the fall must be. Is it going to your trees turn colors?
You know, the Michael and I were talking about this a bit last night. You know, the trees don't really get the bright orange and yellow colors here like they do. I'm from Ohio and Michigan.
Uh-huh.
But the fall time, you know, definitely a little bit cooler in the air. You know,
Texas
air is clean.
Yes.
It is very crisp, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, horseback riding in the fall is fabulous. What kind of trails do you have?
You know, they have 18 miles of hiking and equestrian trails. We have a nature park that's attached to the resort that's 1,100 acres. And the part of the trails go around the golf course. They go all through the Texas Hill Country, and it's just beautiful. It goes down by the Colorado River, and the horses, if you go on one of the tour rides, they actually take the horses out into the water, which is just fantastic.
Oh, that's nice. Now, is a little bit more, do they take into consideration whether you're a horse person when they put you on an animal? So you have a little bit more freedom of movement, or is it trail rides where someone can be really feel very safe, that their horse isn't going to get away from them?
You know, this is one thing I think that we've done very well with our horseback riding is it's tailored to the rider. And if you want a very simple ride, they can do that. And, in fact, I took my wife last year for her birthday, and they said, okay, what kind of riders are you, and how much, you know, do you really want to do?
Uh-huh.
So let's get them going. Let's have some fun. And you know, they actually got us trotting up and down some of the hills and going a little bit faster, and which is great. You know, they're not the horse that's nose to the ground, you know, just following the same trail.
Back to the barn.
You know, I want to go back this way. And they really make it engaging, and it's a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. All right, back to golf. Now, what if I want to come over and I want to take a lesson with you, but I want to really focus a couple of days? Do you do a couple of schools? Do you have a school?
Yeah, we don't have a school per se, but I have a number of PGA professionals on staff, and we like to call our Wolf Dancer Golf Academy. You know, we tailor it for the individual. So if you're coming in, we don't have a set school that we're doing this at this time, this at that time. We take your needs, what do you want to work on, what do we think you need to work on, and let's tailor it custom for you.
And take a look at what you've got, and we'll work on it from there.
Exactly.
So, Danielle, speaking of being custom, right now, and I'm not making this up, one of the members of Eric's staff are building a horseshoe pit on the driving range because they have a special event that they wanted custom made and tailored. And so can you imagine you can go out there and hit balls and then have a horseshoe pitching contest? That's what I mean about sense of place, you know, feeling like you're in Texas.
Yes, I like it. I like it a lot. I like talking with you. This has been a pleasure. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. This has been great.
Good. I want to come and visit Eric Claxton over at Wolf Dancer Golf Club, and I want to go to Texas, the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort. Michael, where are you going next?
I'm going to Havana, Cuba next.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Via?
Via Toronto.
Via Toronto. So you're going to stop in Toronto overnight, or are you just going to...
Yeah, I'm going to stay at the Sheraton at the airport there and then climb on an Air Canada flight to Havana.
Okay.
And I'll be there for about 4 days. We'll be totally out of communication because the cell phones don't work and the credit cards don't work and all that. And
so
then
you would call me.
God willing, they'll let me back in the country.
So you won't be able to check in.
Yeah, no, it'll be totally an underground secret trip.
Oh, tell me.
Only you know about it.
Yeah. Why are you going to Cuba?
I'm fascinated to see the cars and the cigars and the architecture, and I want to see it. You know, I want to see it before it opens up because, as I understand, it's like going back in time.
Yes, you know, as Skype works from there. Just a hint, nudge. Say no more. But you know what? A friend of mine went to Cuba, and he said it's amazing because the vehicles are like the 50s. And they're in pristine condition.
Yeah.
And, of course, what can you say? I don't smoke cigars, but if you do, say no more.
It's going to be great.
And before if I bring up any more of these little strange little sayings that I can just call to my brain, we will say aloha. Talk to you soon.
Aloha. Don't mess with Texas.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, a mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay and Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Rafael is in the studio for us, and we're really looking forward to taking a look back at yesterday's Royal Melbourne Golf Club and the President's Cup, and what Greg Norman, with what he thought of the day. And it was really quite amazing, because it looked like, with the weather getting bad, that everybody was going to lose it on the U.S. team, and that the internationals were going to actually maybe take all five matches. I don't think that was the case. I think we actually pulled off two, but still, the difference, the way the scores are, 13-9 with the U.S. up 13-9, that means that, oh, I don't know, it's a huge number. I think Ernie Els, a little bit later on, as we listen to some of the audio that Janice provided us with, from Australia. Let's see what Greg Norman, though, has to say about day three. No, we won't be able to do that with... what a shame. That's such a shame, because he did have some interesting things to say. Something along the lines of that, you know, the back is up against the wall and they did the best that they could. Let's see if we can't get that for you, because I would really like you to hear some of the things that Hunter Mahan said about silence. It was awesome. First, it's Greg Norman. No, it's not going to...
Hey, right now, we've got the back. We've got to believe you can come back. I believe the guys can. I haven't heard any rumblings or rumblings in the camp to say the negatives to the opposite side.
So we'll see what happens with today when they actually go out with their singles. By the time Aaron Baddeley and Tiger Woods go up against each other, we probably will already know who the winners are because of the way things are set up. We're going to have to work on some technical issues. Let's take another break, Rafael, because we're having some problems here. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club. No? Okay, well, we'll just have to play it by ear then, and that's all there is to it. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we have a different opening for the Prince Course. And the Prince Course was going to open up in December. Now it's not going to be until March 1st. I like that. I like the fact that they're doing a very good job and making sure that they don't open up before they're done, making adjustments to some of the course and clubhouse, additional refurbishments. Really important, because if you're going to close the course, you should do it right and get it right the first time or the last time, so that when you do open up, everything is ready to go. Something that Norman Gunther provided me with, and this is for people on the mainland. If you're interested in coming to Hawaii, let's say you'd like to come to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, you just thought, gee, you know, what a great opportunity to come to Hawaii and check it out. Well, he's got this great website. It's called Hawaii Golf Travel News, HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. It's pretty easy. And you can go there for golf packages if you click on there. And there are some sample golf packages for two from the mainland. And then there's some per-player packages for inter-island locations as well. They can also customize the golf package for you. And he thinks that he could be very competitive. And he'll work with you. So I think you should get in touch with him. He's been very good about getting people from Hawaii to Asia, to Thailand, to Indonesia on golf vacations. So he really knows his way around. He's put together tournaments. He understands the game. He understands the travel. He understands your needs as a golfer. And I think that's very unusual. It's difficult to find a travel agency that actually has that understanding, you know, the golfer's needs in mind. So he's a good person to talk to or to get in touch with. Norman Gunther, and the name of his website, again, is Hawaii Golf Travel News. Four words, put them together with a dot and a com, and that'll work for you. Checking some of the news from our local guys out on the second stage Q School. Really tough in California. Dean Wilson tied for 28. He has one more day to go. John Ellis is T43. In Florida, Nick Mason. And this is not Nick's first year. I think this is his third try at Q School. Certainly doesn't get any easier, but at least he's getting used to it, if you can. I've heard that you don't. He finished T23. Last year, I think he was T22. Only the top 21 and ties advance. He's always just one second stage school, Q School for in Redstone Golf Club, Texas. Tony Finau plays for Turtle Bay. Jared Hamamoto, they finished T52. Parker McLaughlin finished T57. So it doesn't look like Parker is going to get back in there. At least not this way. On the NGA Carolina Winter Tour, Tad Fujikawa was in the lead. He finished T3 at the Aberdeen Country Club. Cameron Yancey and Sam Beach finished first, T1. Okay, so that pretty much wraps it up, except over on the Big Island, as the President's Cup singles matches get underway, they're getting underway on the Big Island. Team Japan has a 14-4 lead against Team Hawaii after the second round of the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup. Format of today's round is singles matches, and 16 points are up today, but it doesn't look really good for us. Kind of like it doesn't look really good. They need a book line in the President's Cup. We'll see what happens. Even that's iffy, you know. I mean, but it's so much fun to watch, don't you think? And yes, Tiger's getting better. Yeah, he's one of the guys. At least he's playing, you know. And one other point. Whenever people talk about Tiger, the professionals, the players, they say he's doing well. And the commentators tend to put him down so much. I find that fascinating. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, starting the Poipu Bay Fall Visitor Special. It's been going on all fall. Special rate for visitors, $144 a round. It's $100 a round afternoon. Great time to play. Poipu Bay Visitor Special. It's good through November 30th. That's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, thank you. The best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, when you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or commercial kitchen, custom designed and then fabricated for you, it's Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection for property threat risk assessment. They take care of your home, your business, your concert, your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the star team on your property. They're not only here in Hawaii, they're in California. Thank you to Hawaii Golf News and Travel. Again, check out HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com for golf packages and book your trip to Hawaii. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.